in Texas, in the early 30s, the High Plains and the Southern Plains, say from Amarillo, Lubbock, Abilene areas, is a real strong farming area. It was primarily in native prairies, and there was a big demand for wheat and corn and crops. So a lot of farmers plowed up the prairie. Little did they know that we were at the beginning of a huge drought. In combination with plowing out the prairies, the soil became bare. Everything dried up, the winds picked up, and it was a tremendous dust problem all the way to Washington.
I've seen pictures of machinery in a barn here in Dallas buried in dust.
Yes, houses are buried, cars are buried, tractors are buried. The topsoil, the production, the very fertile layers of the soil was blown away.
In the documentary, you see people covering their faces with masks.
That is correct. The dust was so bad that livestock couldn't breathe. There was a lot of mortality for animals, and a lot of it for humans also.
So Congress set up the Natural Resources Conservation Service. What was your organization charged with doing?
Our mission was to work with landowners in implementing conservation systems on farms and ranches. The Dust Bowl proved to the community that the farming practices that had been in place were inadequate, and we worked with private landowners through the local soil and water conservation districts to apply conservation techniques to the soil, such as contour farming, crop rotations, waterways, things of that nature that dealt with wind erosion and water erosion to keep the soil on the land. That's why our first name was the Soil Erosion Service.
You told me in a previous conversation that because it's a lot more profitable now to plant, there is more plowing going on. I guess that's a good thing in terms of food production, but you're concerned.
The concern with the CRP acres coming out of CRP and coming into crop production.
CRP is what?
Conservation Reserve Program. That was when we took a lot of marginal lands out of production and put them into permanent grass. And other farmers in the areas are looking at those areas of grassland, and they're offering the landowners some pretty good lease money. So there are some acres of CRP that's coming out of grassland going back into production. That is a hazard in itself, and the way we're dealing with that is we're working with those ranchers and farmers and developing a conservation plan.
So, Mr. Ferguson, do you think we could ever have something like the Dust Bowl happen again?
You never know what's going to happen as far as the drought. You know, we've had terrible droughts in the last 2 years where it just didn't rain. You look out to the west and you see a dust cloud moving in, you can't help but think of that. A lot of that land that might have been undercover that was plowed out at that time, the timing was bad, and it picked up. But I don't think we'll ever see the severity because we have the technology in place to prevent it. The chances are pretty slim.
Mr. Ferguson, thank you.
You bet.
Kent Ferguson is with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, the federal agency working with farmers and ranchers to prevent another Dust Bowl. I'm Shelley Koffler.